This year's Super Bowl is a home game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but because of the pandemic, some fans are looking for socially distant ways to celebrate, and the demand for yacht and boat rentals is surging. If you've ever strolled around Harbor Island in downtown Tampa, you've probably walked past the Vanguard. It's a gleaming 60-foot yacht docked right in front of Jackson's Bistro.
Our job has really just been keep the boat in immaculate condition.
Dustin Swope and his family own the Vanguard. He took me on a tour inside.
And so that hatch is cruise quarters, engine room, to here, I believe.
Swope says the yacht booked up soon after the Bucs won the NFC Championship.
It's always nice to be able to justify keeping the boat here at Harbor Island, you know, paying the dock premiums that come with a holiday weekend like that. It's, you know, always a nice look to, like, see people having fun on the boat.
Swope welcomes the business. He had to suspend charter operations for most of 2020. Valerie Strife is with Get My Boat, a website and app that allows private boat owners to rent out everything from small power boats to pontoons.
On the water, you're isolated from crowds, you're staying away from other people, you're just with your family.
Strife says Get My Boat saw a surge in Tampa area rentals after the Bucs made it to the Super Bowl. Rory Conforti's three boats are booked for most of the weekend.
It's a great opportunity for families to get out there and do something. Everyone's kind of locked down and they're small groups, small boats. So it's not like, you know, you're going on a yacht with a bunch of people or, you know, something like that.
State restrictions limit boats to 10 people on board. The Coast Guard and Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office have stepped up patrols on the water to make sure boaters follow safety guidelines.
And expect to see lots of boats of all sizes if you're in downtown Tampa this weekend. The Super Bowl host committee has set up a yacht village in the water right in front of the Tampa Convention Center.